Hey, football fans, I'm Gene Knight, and this is Friday Night's Losers. Each week, I'll pick the losers in games that can be heard on the OTS Sports Network, as well as select games from across the state of South Carolina. I'm assisted by my loser-picking machine, J5V. It's the beginning of region play, and every game counts from this week forward. Best of luck to all the teams in the state as we begin the all-important second season. Let's start picking some Friday Night's Losers.
All right, Gino, here we go. Greenville versus Westside.
The Red Raiders and the Rams have met 11 times since 1972, and Westside has a 7-4 advantage. Greg Porter's G-Men can't defend beautiful Serene Stadium from Brian Lane's flying circus of horned goats in a high-scoring game. Friday, Night's Loser, the Greenville Red Raiders.
Goose Creek versus Berkeley.
This series goes back to 1968, and the Stags have a 35-15 advantage over the Gators. However, Goose Creek has won 6 out of the last 10 games, including the last 4 in a row. The Monk's Corner Deer gore the Duck Ditch Lizards in their own swamp and make City Slicker a happy man. Friday, Night's Loser, the Goose Creek Gators.
Burns versus Spartanburg.
These two teams have been battling each other since 1959, and Spartanburg has won 32 games to Burns 25. Both teams have won 5 each out of the last 10 games. The Sparkle City Vandals find a way to get 2 big plays and edge the Johnny Rebs in Dunkin' Donutsville. Friday, Night's Loser, the James F. Burns Rebels.
Buford versus Central.
The Yellow Jackets and Eagles have been playing each other since 1976, and Central has a commanding 22-4 advantage. Make it 23. The Birds of Prey drop bombs the size of watermelons on the L.A. County Bugs and ruin their home field advantage. Friday, Night's Loser, the Buford Yellow Jackets.
Crescent versus Seneca.
Although this series goes back to 1960, the Tigers and Bobcats have only met 7 times, with Seneca winning all 7 games. Sometimes things change. The fur will be flying in Iva, South Carolina, and the Asian striped carnivores devour the putty tats from just outside of Clemson. Friday, Night's Loser, the Seneca Bobcats.
Lamar versus Lotta.
The Silver Foxes and the Vikings have been clashing with each other off and on since 1957, and Lotta has a 10-8 advantage in the series. Lotta hasn't won since 1973, but that was then and this is now. The Green Norse Pirates slay the Silver Forest Dogs in a battle near the PD River. Friday, Night's Loser, the Lamar Silver Foxes.
Blackville Hilda versus Hunter Kennard Tyler.
The Trojans and the Hawks have played each other since 1978, and the Hawks have a commanding 37 games to only 9 by the Trojans. HKT has won 7 out of the last 13 games, including 6 in a row. Blackville has won the last 5 in a row, but they don't get 6. The Ancient Warriors barbecue the two-town Buzzards in a big win. Friday, Night's Loser, the Blackville Hilda Hawks.
Fort Mill versus Blythewood.
The Bengals blistered the Yellow Jackets last year 52-0 in their initial meeting. Not much will change this year. The Big White Tigers swat the Sting into Lake Wylie and drown them off the shores of Tiga K. Friday, Night's Loser, the Fort Mill Yellow Jackets.
Indian Land versus York.
The Cougars have a 3-2 advantage over the Warriors, and York has never lost at Indian Land. Dr. Dean's Big Black Cats hunt Adam Hastings' Braves at the real reservation and claw out a win. Friday, Night's Loser, the Indian Land Warriors in a close one.
Catawba Ridge versus South Point.
The Stallions lead this young series 2-1, because last year the Copperheads won 21-7. But this year is different. The Big Red Chargers stampede the Pit and stomp the Red Wigglers to pieces. Friday, Night's Loser, the Catawba Ridge Copperheads.
Rock Hill versus Spring Valley.
The Vikings and the Bearcats' history goes all the way back to 1970, and Rock Hill has a 7-5 advantage. but Spring Valley has won the last three in a row. The Diamond-Headed Cats are hungry for a win and swarm all over the Fountain Hollow Scandinavian Sea Rovers at historic District 3 Stadium. Friday, night's loser, the Spring Valley Vikings.
Lancaster versus Northwestern.
This series goes back to 1972, and the Trojans have a 24-12 advantage over the Bruins. Northwestern has won 8 out of the last 9 matchups. The Purple and Gold Warriors lay siege to the Red Rose and slay the Blue Bars in their den. Friday, night's loser, the Lancaster Bruins, by a lot.
Nation Ford versus Clover.
The Blue Eagles and Falcons series is tied at 6 wins each and goes back to 2008. Clover has won the last 3 in a row. Prior to that, NAFO won 4 in a row. Perry Woolbright's Big Blue Raptors fly over Lake Wylie and swoop down on Michael Allen's Blackbirds and claim their 4th consecutive win as the Clover Nation shouts, War Eagle. Friday, night's loser, the Nation Ford Falcons. That's all the time we have this week. Remember, whether you're a winner or a loser, always be a good sport wherever you are and take a little time to support teams in your area. But always be true to your school. Goodbye from Football City, USA.
Push him back, push him back, way back.
On Friday, we'll be jacked up on the football game and I'll be ready to fight. We're gonna smash him now. My girl will be working on her pom-poms now and she'll be yelling tonight.